Accession number 18253, reel 5.
Take a chance, I'm not so bad with a woman after what I've been through. So she took me to this cabin, black end cabin. And she opened the door, and she just, and wet door opened like, well, of course, automatic. Like, I suppose that'd be if it were. Mm. And when it shut, it come. Mm. It said, as I said, you were freezing. Centre floor, one of them round fires, one of them.
So a wood burning fire?
All sorts, yeah.
A stove thing?
Aye.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were.
Yeah.
It would help me. What were outside? About 20 jerry workers. All on the bunks looking down at little it.
Could have been ex soldiers of some sort. You don't know. They weren't their uniform, you don't know yet.
I felt right.
A bit lonely again at that time.
What are we doing here? This young man was first asleep. Good. I said, well, I didn't want to say. Yeah. You know what broke the ice? Tin of fags.
Oh, you had some fags in the car.
I thought, well, yeah. There's only one thing here.
Yeah.
I'll buy my way out to bother here.
Yeah.
So I took tin of fags out of my pack. It's your 50s in them, you know, I'm ringing.
The round thing.
Up on. Good Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so they all had us in the bags.
I were away.
And you were away. Yeah.
I just went over.
Yeah.
And I said to this young man in the morning, so what was it like? He said, I've had some. And I said, he just likes to get in the rain or something.
Yeah.
Just get hold of your rifle, Jacob. Get to that wagon, that break, and get cracking. This lad went up there and rolling after him down there, and my moment, I said to this, he thought, wagon. I thought, hope it starts, and it did.
Yeah.
I thought, and I went down the road about 5-6 miles, and I had a tin of coffee.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm good at that. Carries on. Stopping, starting. You know what it was? 5 minutes after. That's not the end of the story. You know, you always fill up with jerry cans at army, don't you? With water.
Yeah.
Oh, better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that very fine skin onto the jerry can? Inside, like, it must be sprayed inside.
Yeah, okay, yeah, must be. It's something rusting.
Aye.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of broken sack, Jerry can you see, and he got it better.
Yeah.
And every so often that blocked.
Carburetor.
Fuel
line was no good,
So I kept doing 20 mile, 60 mile, I thought, I cracked it. And then he stopped and said, I'm coming up motorway, and he said, I'm so this big wagon pulls up, and the bull's trailer behind him, you know. What is loose? What is loose? Sold down, English sold down.
Yeah.
You're taking a mick, really.
Yeah.
Two great road wallers, I thought. Aye, I'm thinking where our Bob and Harry, I thought, after brothers like you, what road?
Yeah.
Mickey's.
Yeah.
Well, it's not good. No good. Couple. I said it's couple. Come. Somebody at the back of that wagon. One, two, now it's under the back. He knew what he was doing. Right, I'll be back into that. I don't know what engine he had. He's two trailers and I ripped back. I don't like that when he comes up there. And I let the hay.
Really?
I said he ripped back. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Right, me did it, I thought. So he comes up on it.
Where was the car? You left the car?
No. He put the. Put me on tour back in the trailer.
Oh, he's towing it, but you were sat in the back of the lorry.
Steering it.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, right, okay.
That's a steering, put me on tour.
Yeah.
That's what I said to her. Laughing the socks off, weren't he?
Yeah. But now they're throwing you all over the road, aren't they?
You're mugging.
Throwing you all over the road.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
And I reckon you had a good laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd licked him up. What would you do? Anyway. Yeah. He pulled off at this camp. I can't see him. I just forget what he was, but he pulled off. Or rather, quicker than that. No good. I said, actually. I said, thank you. No. Firefighter, please.
Yeah.
And he's dead. But he got me to just running off. Where like Amber. Just running off. Sit to the close wall. But he's running off that. So.
Yeah.
Come on, why you know, so listen. He says, you've got a life. No, no, for this. I said, well, I've got 2 days.
Yeah.
He says, come on. And he told me to RSA Depot. Which were, what did he call it then? Remy, what you were saying?
Remy.
Into this, he said, there's Remy out of something. He said, just to cover it up. He said, well, you won't believe it. Three little bits and that's what are coming.
Yeah, that's all it takes, isn't it? Well, it's a block carpet.
He said, you see, what had happened? He said, really, if you'd have known, you'd have better keeping it full.
Yeah.
He said, but he was sucking it up, getting low.
Yeah, sucking in all the bits from the bottom of the tank.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I got back, I'm going off story, but I'll come back to it. So Major Smith, you know, lifted up it. He said, are you okay? I said, how did you start your back? He said, that's what I said. He said, now, after war, as you were coming to another thing, Sixth Sense, or whatever, Eric and Benny, I think Benny was there, I'm not sure, they go over to Ardennes, and I were up there, I'm Fetterborn, somewhere around there, going back to where we were. And I said, there were a tank through wall, did not.
Ruben went,
Eric, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. You said there was a knocked out tank by that wall,
Near the farm.
Yeah.
Eric said there's a tank there knocked out, but it's not much damage.
Still there. It was still there.
After what?
Yeah.
He's telling me it's after you.
Yeah.
I said, and where that tank is, there's a fair mile just to right. It was a bit further down. He said, have we been? That'll be.
How many years after was there, is it?
Every 20 years.
And it was still there.
Well, what they've done, they've put a. It's not there because it's downshifted.
Yeah.
They made it as a monument.
Oh, I see.
And they put a plaque on it.
All right.
You know what I mean? As a permanent monument.
So it's still there?
So, in my mind, that was the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Funny enough. You know, like I said, there's a story that I don't know.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that's the farmhouse and the shed where I stopped.
Yeah. And it's still
there. And if you ask Bob, he'd tell you about it.
So where is that exactly, you think?
He's got a bit somewhere on the outskirts of Ardennes somewhere.
Outskirts of Ardennes?
That'll be.
Yeah. In fact, there are several. Now you mentioned that Ardennes, several tank monuments in the Ardennes area.
Is it?
There are several.
Oh, there are. No, I didn't.
But, and there's more than one. I mean, there are several.
Well, that's it.
You know, so it could be.
It could be
some
anyway.
Which are American tanks, some which are German tanks. Yeah, there are several there.
But like I said, it weren't damaged so much. Mm. Eric explained it sat here. He said, it weren't damaged so much, is it?
some of those tanks, though, when you say they weren't damaged so much, I mean, they didn't appear to be. They could be completely knocked out, can't they?
Oh,
because if they were hit by that solid shot stuff, it just made a hole through it, didn't it?
Our tanks couldn't penetrate the tank.
Yeah.
Our tanks were called Tommy Cookers.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. And Bronson's.
Well.
Because they set fire quickly.
The Churchill tank were like the artist did a lot, but it was no use in combat.
Slow, wasn't it?
Just slow and too big.
Yeah.
But it were the best armour.
Yeah. Yeah.
if Churchill, if they'd have had them today, we'd have had the best stuff, but that's too late now.
Yeah.
But as far as it goes, we had the cat in house jumps.
No, not the same.
It were like Bismarck against a little pocket battleship. Yeah. Just blew it out of water.
Because the German tanks had the...
The 17 pounder.
And the 88s on there, didn't they?
And the 88.
And that 88 was the most feared gun of the war.
The 88, see, when the tank went down a dip, or up a incline, it stayed on a level.
Yeah.
We hadn't that.
Yeah.
As far as moved, it moved with the tank.
Yeah.
But they had it on.
Yeah,
that's where they could beat us.
Yeah.
And if they'd have had a lot more tanks,
yeah.
I don't think we'd have had it.
There was a German tank commander called Whitman. I don't know whether you know this story. Called Whitman, down around Villers-Bocage in Normandy. Yeah. He had one tank, one Tiger, I think it was a Tiger tank with an 88 on. And I think in one day he knocked out 15 or something Sherman tanks.
Enormous.
Yeah.
I think another fellow on dirty posted, did he not the battle? Not that, I don't know.
Yeah.
And when you think when a Tiger tank got his sight set up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying you to death when you see Tigers.
Yeah, I mean that. I've got a book at home called Tank Twins. That was written by two East End, London East End chaps that were in the same tank regiment, and they were in Churchill's actually, and it's their experiences of the war, and some of the tales that they tell in the book are really horrendous, you know. Of, you can imagine being cooped up in that thing, can't you, and knowing that there are other tanks outside that are far superior to yours, with them they've got their sights on you. I mean, it's a horrible thought, isn't it? When you said, going back to your first experience, of putting your hand inside that tank in Normandy.
You don't know what to expect.
No.
You just put your head in your skull.
Yeah.
Because the body doesn't burn, the body burns.
Yeah.
But it only burns all your fat up.
Yeah.
It leaves you little, like little pegs up on your shoulders here. Yeah. And top of your head.
Yeah.
So, and it just leaves your torso.
Tommy said, when I was talking to him today, that he, somewhere, he saw a charred body which had shrunk because of the fire and the heat to about the size of 3 foot to 4 foot tall, and the body was still alive. Not dead at that stage, still alive.
That body alive when it was in that tank, it's like unfortunate to just find out first encounter, like they weren't playing with balloons.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only like a little bug.
Yeah.
But it was all.
Yeah.
Terribly that they went to burn to
death. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, do you remember going across the Rhine?
Yeah.
You don't?
Went across the Rhine the same way.
Yeah.
As we went across the Seine.
Yeah.
And it were from two boats.
Yeah.
But they were together.
Yeah.
And it...
Yeah, yeah. You know, it moved.
I've had hell, you know, Rhine is so good.
Yeah. It's wide as well, isn't it? It's quite wide.
Oh, well, you're in the middle of the earth.
Yeah.
And you're above. At the front.
Yeah.
You just think, you're watching that water flying, you're keeping your eyes on there, and the only thing you have is your line to your vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing is a tanker.
Yeah.
Is your strike.
Yeah.
Just one man doing something silly, crossing there.
Yeah.
You're in double trouble.
What about the later on then, in the Aller, where you had to cross, I don't know how you went across the Aller.
I didn't cross the Aller.
Right, you weren't there, didn't you?
I didn't cross the Aller.
No.
No way. That's it. I thank God when he pulled me out, I thought, well, I might not be as lucky with this last trip, bit of trip.
Yeah.
Because we'd lost half of our lads.
Yeah.
And as I say, the lads what were coming.
Yeah.
I didn't really know them.
Yeah.
Well, therefore, you wasn't as close to them as you've been within England.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you an instance. When we were on the opening the corridor for the Arnhem lads,
yeah.
Vessel, I think the vessel.
Could be somewhere up there.
Up there. They got a lot of the reinforcements from Akaki in London.
Yeah.
To reinforce the lads would have been shown line. So me and Jimmy's on guard, as usual, two together. Mm. So I said, if you always with him, you knew what he were and he knew what you were, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he said to me, if we were that near to Jerry's, it were two together.
Mm.
Two down and then two up.
Mm.
He said, it seems to be an old man. I said, just nip up which of you for me to call.
Yeah.
I said, just scroll over.
It's about 30 yards away, isn't
it? I said, ask him what time it is. Mm. We didn't know there were reinforcements.
Mm.
And it's about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Dead in that, and it's quiet.
Mm.
6 hours, Jimmy. Taps him up. He said, what time is it? Oh, I said, it's about 3:30.
Yeah. In a nice, quiet voice.
He said, we're in from his London. I never see Jimmy come back as fast in my life. He knocked me down getting in. Ooh, he said, get down. I'm not kidding, he threw everything on the town hall steps at us. Ooh,
where was that, around Rogan?
It just come from England.
Yeah.
He must have thought he sat a blackbird front.
Yeah, but that must have happened all the way through, mustn't it?
Now,
when you've got new people coming in again.
You're like us.
Yeah. Like you when you first landed, when you first got over.
Yeah. Well, I could never understand where when we was going up to the Rhine. Yeah. The actual coming back with the wagons with the lights on.
Coming back with the lights on?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, it sounds a bit silly, doesn't it, really, if you put your lights
on. We couldn't put a light on.
Yeah.
The only light we had, we had a light on a dip.
Yeah.
On a different bit of one.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, you was, fortunately I didn't, but the lights behind me had a white disc on. Two red lights.
Yeah.
And two red lights said, that's the person.
Yeah. If they were coming back, though, they weren't facing any Germans, were they? They were coming back toward their own lines.
We're going back and forth for a week, and it's usually late.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's what got me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, see, that must be going back.
Yeah.
I said, you said, well, he got blast me.
Yeah. When he went over the Rhine, because the parachutes went in first, didn't they?
When we were up Rhine, and we was waiting.
There was a barrage, wasn't there? A big, heavy barrage. Parachutes went in on the other side.
It's a tall dive, he showed it up there. Airborne lads were coming in.
Yeah.
And they were coming in that low, really. And I thought they were that dangerous jumping.
Yeah.
Because they were like that way.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
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 Not going over.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was to secure the other bank of the Rhine, wasn't it, really?
Really.
To secure that so that you could go across.
Then we set up there, I think it was Stavanger.
Yeah. Well, you did. I mean, after you crossed the Alla, you set off to Hamburg.
You set off to Hamburg.
Mm.
I was driving officer.
I'm
driving myself.
Yeah.
He goes up, he says, it's a tall light. What's this lad doing on the road here?
Where'd he come from, Westside?
Blackpool.
Oh, from up here?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Does Vic V go to Blackpool like that bit road?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
I've never been to Blackpool.
Well, it goes like that, yeah. Blackpool front, it's about eight miles.
Yeah.
Emerysburg. What's all these doing here, Smudger? I said, well, you're the same as me, you know just as much as me. And that's when that lad were falling all over the road.
When what?
That signal lad. We're falling all over the road. Drunk or somehow.
Right.
6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over.
Oh, this one that you started. Yeah, that's the story that you started. Yeah, yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sad. I said, see my side over your eyes. He said, I know I do. I said, well, I need to wait out. 6:30 that night, it was over.
Yeah, well, that was up in Hamburg, which was about May the 4th, May the 5th
right.
That time.
I don't just have to put that lad down. To make yourself safe.
Mm.
They're all rugged, that mercy, black scoops.
Yeah.
Get yourself pretty clean.
Yeah.
There's jeeps coming down the road and motorbikes, all in white vans and everything.
Yeah.
Son of this jeep. Right, they're all like that.
Yeah. Two fingers.
Yeah, a lot of them. And when you look, it were Montgomery. Loader.
Ah, if Montgomery was in there, that's why you probably had to salute it, perhaps.
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Montgomery.